Hello, and welcome to the Simple Faith Podcast from the Faith Formation for Children and Youth Department at St. Catherine of Siena Church in Austin, Texas. Our goal is to offer short and simple thoughts and reflections as part of our Faith Formation program. We hope you will find them helpful. This year's theme is Living Leisurely Through the Liturgical Year, and the title of today's podcast is Catholic New Year's Eve, Ready or Not. During these last days of every November, the Church invites us to consider and reflect upon the end times. The theological term for this is eschatology. Eschatology is the theological study of death, judgment, and the return of Christ at the end of time to usher in the new age to come. The last Sunday of ordinary time, we celebrate the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. For short, some just say Christ the King Sunday. In 1925, Pope Pius XI instituted this celebration as a response to growing secularism and nationalism in the world. Does this sound familiar to us? World War I had ended just a few years before, and Pius XI desired to remind the world that our common allegiance as sisters and brothers was to the God of all creation, not to nations and their leaders. This placement of the solemnity of Christ the King at the end of the liturgical year is meant to remind us that eventually this world will end and the kingdom of God will be ushered in, ready or not. The readings for daily Mass these last 2 weeks of the liturgical year are from the book of Revelation and other apocalyptic biblical writers, and they speak of what it will be like when Jesus returns. The point is not to frighten us, but to remind us to live in a way that helps us always be ready to meet Jesus when he comes. Or as the bumper sticker says, Jesus is coming, look busy. As an oversimplification, we can look at this as something of a Catholic New Year's Eve or New Year's resolution. Why? Because the first Sunday of Advent is the first day of the new liturgical year. The Catholic calendar begins not on January 1, but on the first Sunday of Advent, and the liturgical year is best envisioned as a circle, or better yet, an ever-deepening spiral. We circle around from Advent to Ordinary Time, to Lent, to Easter, to Ordinary Time again, and back to Advent. In a way, it's just like our lives. We live systemically, cyclically, revisiting events and celebrations again and again, hopefully growing ever deeper in virtue and faith as we go. As we circle back around to the end of the church year and our reflection on the end times to come, it's easy to overlook this time of year. Advent is coming, and it's much more appealing and more fun because it means in 4 weeks' time we will celebrate Christmas. Who wants to focus on the end of time when Black Friday sales have already started and we have had a rotten year locked down by COVID? Nonetheless, the readings for Christ the King Sunday lay out clearly how we are called to live. And before we launch into Advent with our expectation for the coming of Jesus, we would do well to take some time to read and ponder their message. The first reading for the Sunday is from the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy. The image of God in this reading is of a tender, motherly God who looks after those who are vulnerable and lost, as well as those who trust and follow the shepherd. Those who think they are sleek and strong, who ignore the shepherd and think they know better and can go it alone, will, in the end, be on their own. The Gospel reading for Christ the King Sunday is from the well-known 25th chapter of Matthew. Jesus describes the separation of the sheep and goats and tells his disciples, "Whatever you did for one of the least brothers of mine, you did for me." As we know, we are called by the shepherd Jesus to do as he did and care for one another. with special attention given to those who are poor and weak. Unfortunately, right now it seems all the world, or at least our nation, is caught up in a power struggle of such proportion that it feels as though we are now standing in the doorway of the end times. The sleek and strong continue to take for themselves and abandon the weak, and the lost go it alone. Every gospel reading for this last week of the year is a stark warning for those of us in this almost apocalyptic time of 2020. No, I am not saying 2020 is the end times, though we all joke it feels that way. This Tuesday of the last week of the liturgical year, we hear from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." It's tempting to get caught up in modern-day conspiracy theories and be deceived that we know the secret. Back in the 80s, we all stood in line at HEB and read the headlines about Nostradamus and the Mayan calendar and how they predicted the end of the world. That is not what this gospel passage is saying, and it is not what the solemnity of Christ the King is meant to do. Instead, Jesus is warning people not to listen to anyone but God, not someone claiming to be God, but only to God. When surrounded by chaos and uncertainty, it is natural to look for security and the inside scoop anywhere we can find it. So how will we know it is God we are following? Because unless the voice comes from one caring for the poor, the lost, the wounded sheep, the homeless, the sick, the immigrant, the environment, the Jewish, Muslim, or Native American person, we can be certain it is not God. If the voice we find ourselves following as we come to the end of this liturgical year is one that tells us to look out for ourselves and only ourselves, we need a liturgical New Year's resolution to correct our course. If we think we are in, or will ultimately end up in, the kingdom of God, then we best take a look around ourselves. Because if our kingdom only has like-minded people in it who look and think like us, then we can be certain it's not God's kingdom. I once had a theology professor who believed God's first question when we die isn't going to be, "Tell me all the good things you did," but rather, "Whom did you bring with you?" There's a credit card commercial that asks, "What's in your wallet?" The implication is that the credit card you have or don't determines what rewards you get in this world or don't. The challenge for us, before we put out our Advent wreaths and manger scenes, is to look around and ask ourselves, who's in my kingdom? Is it all the people of God? To what voice do I listen? In the deepest, darkest part of my heart, am I willing to admit I am among the sheep needing God's affection and attention? And can I resolve this liturgical New Year's Eve to welcome any other sheep God sends my way, ready or not?